lighting the way with positive energy and love. HRNradio.com.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have the fabulous producer, Jay, on the line with us, who I am always so incredibly grateful for. I hope you guys have made it a great week and that you are coming into the holiday season open, joyful, and finding the good in all the small things and enjoying the weather as it's changing. And I know that we tend to hibernate a little bit as it gets a little colder, but honor that. Honor your feelings and honor where you're at and make it a wonderful time of year for you. And keep your boundaries up. That's really important. So today we have authors. We have two people with us, Sandra and Daniel. Is it BizKind?
Yes, it's BizKind.
BizKind. Okay. Now, you guys are international best-selling authors, and the book that we're covering is called Code Breaker, Discover the Password to Unlock the Best Version of You. And I have to say, your book is spectacular, and you people have got it figured out. So welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you.
Oh, thank you, Emily. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, and after 40 years of intense work from thousands of people all around the world, I'm very happy to hear that you think we've got it worked out.
I do. I mean, I'm reading this book, and I'm like, okay, first of all, these people have got it all figured out. Now, you know, nobody has it all figured out, but you guys have the business side of the... You know, I talked to a booking person about public speaking, and they wanted me to speak at, like, corporate, and I just feel like it's not my place. Like, that's not where I want to be. Because I don't really know how to mesh what I do with the mainstream. And then I turn around and I open your book, and you guys speak all over the world, and I would assume to a lot of businesses, but you have created a pathway where everyone is really receptive to the way that you have honed these skills into a body, mind, spirit without stepping on too many toes. I mean, it just seems like everybody's really open to what you've got to give, and what you've got to give is in a spiritual... Is it a spiritual practice? Is that fair to say?
Well, that's a lovely way to put it, Emily. Thank you. You know, we have been guided and led to present this work, which is deeply spiritual work, in a very mainstream, accessible way. But it is all about spiritual intelligence. You know, Buddha said, just as a candle cannot burn without fire, men cannot live without a spiritual life. And so when we're talking about discover the password to unlock the best version of you, that is to access your spirituality and to cultivate it in order to, because we need spirit, we need mind, we need body, we need all of them integrated and working together to be the best version of us.
I agree completely, and I think that a lot of people miss a lot of that. It's interesting. You know, I was telling you right before the show that my work complements a lot of what you guys do, but my work is it's really a physical, a hands-on work inside the body. And one of the things that I talk about is that I think there's more than body, mind, spirit. I believe that it's actually a physical, an emotional, an energetic, and a spiritual aspect of the body. And missing one of those makes your ability to have lasting and sustainable changes and heal less likely.
Amen.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Emily. So what happens in the system that was created, and it's actually a system that we were given, so we can't lay claim to it. You know, we said we're going to write this book and distill the work we've been doing, and the password appeared before us as we started putting the chapters up, going, oh, these are the chapters, and this is what we know we have to write about. And we looked up on this huge board with all of these sticky notes on it, and I said to Daniel, hang on a minute, doesn't that sell... spelled platinum, and it was like, no, not platinum. Everybody's got platinum. And but the fact was that when you create a system around this high frequency, what we do is we wanted to take people beyond enlightenment, which is those beautiful states that we can all come to via meditation, we can all come to it in so many different ways, but into a place of wholeness, which is what you're talking about. So when you're feeling, when you're whole and complete, there's nothing missing. And as human beings, we are multidimensional spiritual beings, so you have to work mentally, emotionally, physically, psychically, spiritually, you know, energetically on every level. And like you said, when you do that, that's when the most profound shifts and healing and miracles happen. And we see it day in, day out.
That is So my daughter was diagnosed on the autism spectrum at age 3, and we did everything that all the doctors told us to do. So we went to an autistic school where she had one-to-one therapy 4 hours a day, every single day. They didn't even give you a spring break or a Christmas break, nothing. You had to go. And if you missed, you had to pay $100 a day for every day you missed. And we did that. We did the gluten-free diet. We tested her stool sample. We did speech therapy. We took her to a pediatric geneticist and a pediatric psychologist, and we took her to the pediatric developmental pediatrician, and we did everything that everybody said. And then we found some alternative therapies and treated other aspects of her body, and boom, she became verbal. And then faster she actually got full recovery. And the same doctor that diagnosed her and had been tracking her sat me down and said, whatever you're doing, this almost rarely to never happens, and you need to claim your miracle and know that everything you're doing is working, and I'm so happy to remove her diagnosis in full. And that's how I became so adamant about you have to treat all the aspects of the body to get that healing. And miracles really are everywhere. So don't you find, at least for me, and I know I'm asking this rhetorically, that when we know that the barriers that people have set up for us to believe as a limitation are broken down, we find that miracles are truly accessible and available to everybody in the world. Tell me where you're at on that.
Well, we're exactly with you. I mean, miracles happen every single day. And I mean, what really is a miracle? Yeah, you know, it's taking us beyond our beliefs. You know, we have these beliefs that are these tiny boxes and stories and ideas, and anything beyond that that takes us out of that is actually now considered a miracle. But if you think about it, you know, medicine has been designed to do a particular job. It hasn't been designed to do what you're talking about, and that's why it's so important to have energy healers and holistic healers as well as the medical profession, because between all of it, you're going to get the help that you need. But without the side of it that you're talking about, without the side of it that we're talking about in Codebreaker, it's not going to happen, and it won't be a full recovery. I mean, we've had people who have had cancer, they've had all sorts of incredible diseases, and, you know, after working with them, with this system, we've seen absolute, you know, complete healings happen. We've seen people become more calm, more neutral. People have better relationships. But that's not going to happen from a medical doctor because they're simply not trained to do that. So there's a place for everything. But am I excited? I hope you've written your book about the autism, the full recovery, because every person with a child that has autism needs to know that.
We're working on it.
That's a wonderful story, and it's very inspiring. Our work is about helping people get into the condition, into the state, into the code, onto the frequency where they naturally facilitate miracles.
Yeah.
That's what being showing up as the best version of you really means. And people have talked about this state in a lot of different ways. People talk about presence. They talk about flow. They talk about the zone. We talk about it as connecting to your true self and operating in the divine mind code. And when you're on that frequency, miracles automatically and naturally happen.
You become a magnet for miracles.
Exactly. Don't you love that?
Yes. And you do. You're a miracle magnet. And you guys are miracle magnet makers. Because really, like, you've figured out the right terminology. Well, this is, you know, I'm envious of you. I'm very envious of you because you're doing what people like me. So I have a book out, The Body Heals Itself. My next book, Whole Body Healing, is coming out on the different aspects and who to go to for those different aspects. And that releases in May. The book on actual autism hasn't been picked up, which is so surprising to me. So we're revamping and kind of sticking to what I really am good at, which is I'm a great matchmaker for healing. I just am. Call me, and I know where to send them.
What is the name of your book on autism?
I don't have it out. So I have a book called The Body Heals Itself, which is about your muscle system and the emotions. And I briefly, on the intro, talk about the autism. And then my next book, Whole Body Healing, is based on on our recovery and the way that we did it, but it isn't a book on autism. It's a book on the five aspects of the body, the physical, emotional, spiritual, energy, and integration, and I give opportunities of what's out there under each of the aspects of the body so that people that haven't ever been encouraged to look wide for their particular healing can have access and hear about what's available out there, because not enough, basically I'm doing the research for you, for them, for everyone, because I don't have any boundaries on what's available for healing, and that's what gave my daughter recovery.
Yeah, exactly, and I think that's the whole thing. We had one of our clients who's a transformational leader here in LA, and she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and she did a lot of alternative things. She didn't actually go down the medical route at all, and she came to us last, and we had a three-hour session with her, and I actually pinpointed, believe it or not, some past life ideas and beliefs and stories that she had made, decisions that she had made that she was carrying through with her into this lifetime. And when we went in there and we changed the story, and then we changed what was going on inside her body, in her DNA, with the work that we do, she just looked at me and said, oh, it's done, it's finished now, it's gone. She could feel, she actually could feel
it.
That it, yeah, she could feel the shift in her body, and it was over. And when she went to the doctor, the doctor said, well, it's finished, you know, well, I don't know what you've been doing, but keep doing it, because you're completely whole now. And that's the thing, you know, people have to understand that they do have the power. They have the power to create by their thoughts the negativity, the judgment, the areas that put them into a state where illness can occur or accidents can occur, and they are equally as powerful to take them out of that state and to train their mind to lift them up, to support life and to heal. And that's the idea in Codebreaker. Codebreaker is about, it's really a mind training process, but it works with the body in, you know, neutralizing and deleting the emotional grief and trauma. So it's a beautiful combination, and I think that's probably what you love about it, mm-hmm. is that it's a simple system, not necessarily easy. I mean, people need to be courageous and to understand that, hang on, I am a powerful being. I can do this, you know. And a lot of people probably haven't come to that point where they understand yet, but they've actually set everything up for themselves in the first place, you know. Karma is simply believing that we need to be punished or not, and going about creating a story in a life to that. And we just say, no, your destiny is not written, because you were the author of it, therefore you can reauthor it, you can change it, you can do anything you want. And once somebody gets that idea, they realize, hang on a minute, if I clear out the unconscious programs that are sabotaging me, that are locked in my body, that are stopping me from doing what I really want, then I have the power to have the life, the love, the health and well-being that I want also. And that's being a magic miracle maker.
You know, I believe that is, people wake up when they realize that free will is available, because I think a lot of people feel like everything is destined and you're just living the life that you were meant to have, and that life happens to you. You're here to fulfill whatever it was that you're supposed to do, but you don't actually have, you're not holding the reins so much. And then when you find out that you are given free will, and that not everything is predestined and not every outcome is set. And by the way, even if you potentially have some great outcome, but you don't do the work, you're still not going to get it. It's still not going to happen.
Right. I think Daniel will help me with this one, because Einstein was talking about how nothing is linear and everything is happening all at the same time. And if that's the case, that means there's a lot of potential futures for all of us. And they completely rely on the inner work, the spiritual work that we do, to take us to the future that we really want. You know, the ego mind will take you to the future that it wants, and it's usually pretty bleak. And that's why we talk about, that's why we're very focused on and talk about, you know, training the mind. And people laugh at us when we say, listen, just imagine that you were born with an ego puppy, And you would not let that ego puppy run amok in your life. You would not let it whine and bark and piddle and poop all over you. I mean, some people do, but if you're a sane being, you don't want that, right? And so training the mind is the same thing. You're the one that has to control what is going on in the mind. The biggest problem is that you don't know what you don't know. And we are governed, 95% of our thoughts are governed by the unconscious mind, which means the body is being driven, its emotions, its feelings are being driven by the unconscious mind. And that's why we focus, practically all of our work is focused in working in the unconscious mind.
You know, I have a question about that. I actually wrote a highlighted a spot in your book because you said something about the number 500,000 on the subconscious versus the conscious mind. I would love to know how you know that.
Well, Bruce Lipton, who is a PhD and taught at medical schools, actually said that it was a million times greater information processing capacity in the unconscious mind compared to the conscious mind. And so we're actually cutting it in half when we say 500,000 times, just to be conservative.
And you know that whatever we see with our physical eyes, and we're processing, the unconscious mind is actually processing at, you know, a million times greater than that. So our unconscious mind is definitely the master of the show, and that's why we absolutely have to master it in order to have the life we want. And, you know, Emily, you work in the body with the muscle testing and everything. The body will respond when the stories have been cleared out, and that's what's so beautiful about this system. And I think you'll find that when you add this system into what you do, boy, I think you're already a magic miracle magnet, but you're going to become even more so.
Speaking of Einstein, he said the intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We've created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. That is so, so true. And you know, it's interesting because I feel like I've always followed my intuition so strongly. And people they used to kind of think I was nuts. And now I realize that's sort of my superpower because I promise you my intuition is right. Does it not mean that I'm right all the time, but my intuition is on point. And if I stay true to it and I listen to my body, my gut reactions and where I know in my body that spirit likes to communicate with me, we stay on track.
Exactly.
We love to think about the same way. We're trying to show people and inspire people that they can access superpowers they may not even know they've got.
And we're not trying to do it. It's exactly what we do.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what I love about what you're saying, Emily, about you having the faith in your intuition? For us, that's like saying, I have faith in my true self, that part of me that is the perfect divine being that always gives me the guidance that I need. And so we teach people to develop a strong connection to their true self, which obviously expands their ability to listen to and use their intuition and their creativity in ways that they never ever thought possible. So you sound like you've got a pretty strong connection to your true self, beautiful one.
I do. Thank you. I do. I've worked really hard. Remember how at the beginning you guys said this has been a lot of hard work, and I'm so glad that you think we've got it figured out. It's been a long road because it didn't start with my child. It started with me and suffering greatly from really severe anxiety and panic when I used to be on stage all the time, and then all of a sudden I became terrified. It's like something took over, and it took me out of my life for years, and I had to rebuild a different life it wasn't to claim an old place because I'm not that 25-year-old girl anymore. So I had to create something new, and I had to work really hard. But the same formula that I used for my healing made me ready and aware of how to get my child to recovery in less than 2 years' time. It's interesting.
Beautiful.
Well, people get really upset. You know, it's interesting. I have some people that love it and get really excited. And then I have other people that actually get angry when I say that she has full recovery. And then she wasn't diagnosed properly. Well, we took her to three different diagnosticians, so you can't argue it. The diagnosis was the same. It's that you guys have put up a wall and decided that this is our human limit, and I decided to say that's BS. So we got to take a quick commercial break, but we're on with Sandra and Daniel Bizkind, author of Code Breaker. Discover the password to unlock the best version of you. And if you have questions and you're listening, call in 800-555-5453. 1-800-555-5453. We'll be right back.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Emily Francis, and I am so grateful that you're here to listen to the show. And it's a beautiful one, because we have Sandra and Daniel Bizkind on the line with us, and they're the author of Code Breaker, Discover the Password to Unlock the Best Version of You. But they're not just the author of this book. They walk it. They talk it. They teach it. They're everywhere. So I want to know, first of all, I'd like to know your website and where people can purchase your books, and then I want to talk about your courses and where people can really find you.
Okay. Well, so the best place to go is thebizkinds.com. That's our name, T-A-G-Bizkinds, B-I-S-K-I-N-D-S.com. And that will tell you what events are coming up, what products we've got. There's a lot of free information on there, loads of wonderful free things. And the book, if they go to, I would say, codebreakerbook.com. The name of the book is Code Breaker, one word. And if they go to codebreakerbook.com, they can access Amazon there for the book and for the journal that goes with it to create this beautiful system. The reason why I'm sending them there is because we created three free meditations that work beautifully with this system. And you can start listening to the meditations immediately, which will start changing the frequency, start aligning you with platinum, which is the password. Spoiler alert for those who haven't read the book. And so that really takes you into a whole other state. So, and look, with the holiday season coming up, what better gift to give yourself and the people that you love other than a gift that just keeps on giving, which is what Codebreaker does. It just keeps on giving and giving and giving. So, yeah, I would say they would be the two best places to go, thebizkinds.com and to codebreakerbook.com. And, of course, if they go on to the Bizkinds, Facebook, the Bizkinds, and Instagram, Sandra Bizkind, I put a lot of free meditations and a lot of fun information and let everybody know what's going on social media as well.
I love that so much. I love that. Now, do you guys travel a lot, or do people come to California? Or both?
Both, yes. And actually, what's interesting, the majority of our private clients call in from all around the world, so we do them on conference calls. So we don't have to be with somebody for them to get the same effects and benefits in their life as if they're with us. And then we do live events and speaking engagements all over the world. And there's nothing more powerful and more exciting than knowing that you're traveling to a country and that you're going to be with a different culture, a different way of thinking, and yet the same process, the same system works for every human being on the planet, because it is we all have, no matter what religion, no matter what culture, no matter what race we are, we're all perfect divine beings who are simply not living that because of our unconscious mind. And so this work works equally well no matter where you are. And that's exciting to me.
It's very exciting. That's very beautiful. Now, I'm going to open with a quote that my Native American peace elder always says, and I think it's so profound that I use it often, and that is the word toxicity and its meaning. And that is, toxicity is knowing the right thing to do and not doing it. Knowing the right thing to do and not doing it. And that is what spreads toxic behavior all over the whole world. Now, you guys talk about exactly the opposite. You have a huge part in here about integrity. And I always think of integrity as the way someone is, whether anyone's watching or not. But I want to go into, you have a lot on integrity, so I want to offer to the people that are listening what this holds for you, for what you're teaching and what they can take away today from that.
Well, I mean, integrity for us is such an integral part of the Platinum system. And, you know, a lot of people think it's just knowing what the right thing is to do and having the courage to follow through. But for us, integrity is so much more than that. It's about wholeness. It's about the body, mind, and soul, about the emotions. It's about every part of you being in sync and alignment with that, with the divine mind code, with the code that uplifts and supports us. And really, integrity is something that is so feed to our hearts, because I remember I was speaking in New Zealand and there was a large group of people. They were all women, and there was one man up the back with his arms around a woman, and he shot his hand up and he said, "What is the greatest gift that I can give my beloved?" And every woman in the room went, they wanted to be given that gift. And the answer that came bubbling through me that was so unexpected was, the greatest gift that you can give yourself and your beloved and the whole world is your own wholeness. So that when people look into your eyes, they see their own wholeness looking back at them. And that, by the way, is integrity. Integrity is where we are whole and complete, and nothing pushes our buttons. You know, we're in a neutral place. We're in a place of peace. Actually, integrity is almost what happens when we're living as a platinum being. Would you say that's right, Daniel?
That's absolutely accurate.
Yeah.
Integrity is impossible if you're in the ego-mind code. It's just not going to happen. And it's interesting because when we're in the ego-mind code, there are internal contradictions all the time. And those weaken us, and they actually lead to toxicity.
Yes. Yeah, so I think what, you know, we're saying a similar thing.
For sure. Oh, absolutely we are. I think it's so important that people that are listening can take that away and realize there's a purity. And, you know, one of the things that I noticed about your book, too, as a person that has studied yoga profusely, you have even quotes from the Upanishads, but you talk about, there's a concept in yoga called the samskaras, which is the mind grooves. And you guys, you discuss, you know, as far as the unconscious mind and it's reprogramming those mind grooves into a different internal program, into a different pattern.
We call them neural pathways.
Neural pathways.
Habit fields.
Mm-hmm. Habit fields. Nice. Habit fields. I like that.
That's how science talks about it, you see, and that's the thing. What we've done is Jack Canfield, who wrote the foreword to our book, and has been a great champion of this work. He's had us work with him, his wife, his family, and his entire staff with magical results. And he's the one that really uses a lot of scientific work, you know, scientific experiments in his work too. And that's what we've done. He says that we've perfectly combined modern day science with ancient mystical traditions. And when you do that, that's where you come into wholeness, because As a medium that I've been since I was a small child, I've been given information that has been fed to me through the years, and now science is catching up and I'm starting to read all of these fabulous books, and I'm reading about the field, and the field, of course, is the field of all information. And that's why when you say you connect with your intuition, you're connecting with that field of all information that gives you the guidance that is always right for you. So that's why this work is profound too, I think, where when you combine science with spirituality, you get much more of a mainstream feel to it. I guess it's stealth spirituality, really, isn't it?
No, you know what? I'm on the same path that you are, because I actually, like I said, my work is really around the muscles and the emotions that sit in the memory, muscle memory. Three researches at all ever that even prove any of this, and it's all in the face. It's all about Botox and facial muscles of facial expression, and not in the body. And I am up. I've been trying to find a research grant to help me prove that it's in the body. But you don't have body workers that are clinicians, and I'm both. Anyway, we got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back. You guys call in if you have questions. 800-555-5453. We'll be right back.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing, and I am so loving this show. All right, authors of Codebreaker, Discover the Password to Unlock the Best Version of You, Sandra and Daniel Bizkind, which I have to say, I've had pairs on before, and it's usually a little difficult to manage the show, but you guys are so in sync with each other that it makes it really fun and complimentary, which is not, I'm sure you've been told this before, it's not that common. So it's really lovely, because I feel like our energy together, because we're all kind of vibrating in a very similar place, you know, really just kind of like makes it a wider, I feel like Saturn with this like ring around us that's just kind of, you know, really right there. So thank you for your beautiful energy and your wisdom and for being so in sync with each other that it makes it a lot of fun to do the show. There was one time I did a book, and it was a pair that wrote the book, and nobody told me before the show that they were divorced, and it was horrible because I had no idea. You know, I hung up and called the publicist, and I was like, are you kidding me? You know, like, and it was, you know, towards the beginning of me doing this show, so it was really just a test of my own ability to swing from vine to vine, really. Felt a little bit like a chimpanzee. But I want to make sure, so...
We just celebrated our 21st anniversary.
Oh, you guys have been married a whole drinking person. That's so great.
We had, but we seem to have, like, newlyweds. I mean, I don't know where the 21 years went, and I know a lot of... incredible challenges and amazing things happened in that 21 years, but it doesn't feel like it. You know, we met at 45 and 51, and we promised each other that in our next life we're going to meet each other as teenagers, so we have
me and my
together.
Husband. Yes! My husband and I met, I was 35, and he was 37 almost, and we keep saying that we've got to, like, revamp this, because we actually went to high school together 20 years ago, but never dated, and now we just keep trying to, like, okay, next time we're going to have to really find that out sooner, because I could have missed a lot of stuff to get there, but, you know, divine timing is divine timing, and honestly, I don't think I would have been a great partner to him earlier in my life. One of the things that I really like to do on the third segment, because the next segment is Emily's Energy Corner, and I do that by myself. So this is our final segment together. So one of the things that I like to do is to give you the floor to really talk to the audience to make sure that everything that you wanted them to hear and wanted to say on the show, that you're given the opportunity. So I'm going to step back, and I'm going to let you to really run this how you would like to see fit.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks, Emily. Before I pass the mic back to Sandra, I just want to honor you as a poster child for awareness. In the Platinum system, that's based on peace, love, awareness, trust, integrity, neutrality, unity, and bliss. And you have developed your awareness to such a great extent. It is inspiring, and it's impacting lives all over the world. And your autism story with your child is just one example. But our level of awareness is what determines the spectrum of consciousness that's available to us. Imagination, intuition, creativity vary according to our connection to our awareness. And higher awareness is what transcends the limitations of the ego mind. And darling, you're a poster child for higher awareness.
Oh, yes,
thank you so much.
On a quantum level, you've probably read Codebreaker a million times, quite frankly. So I would really love to say that this book is really the culmination of 40 years. It's a lifetime, really, and 5 years in the writing and editing. And we really wanted to present the world with our legacy work. In other words, when we're no longer here, we wanted to be able to impact the world with something that could be used over and over again and that was timeless. And we see this as a timeless system and a process that any human being can use, even children can use, to just change their state instantly. Like if you're in a state of worry and anxiety, what that means is you've just lost your connection to trust. Now, can you imagine being worried or anxious and going, oh, hang on a minute, I know what this is, I just don't trust. What is it that I don't trust? And you can get yourself back into that code. And when you're feeling fear around anything, that fear is simply a road sign saying, hang on, it's time to do a U-turn. You've gotten out of love. What is it that you don't love that is happening right now? And when you have not forgiven someone and you've moved out of that place of peace, which is our natural state, you go, okay, who is it that I need to forgive? Is it myself? Am I judging myself? Am I judging everybody else? So this system is so easy. Every time you feel something and you recognize it, you become aware and mindful of it, you have the opportunity to turn your state around by simply going, okay, what is this state blocking? Because if our natural state is that of peace, love, awareness, trust, integrity, neutrality, unity, and mindfulness, then the opposite state is blocking us from living that. And that's what I love so much about the system. We teach this system in March 2020, actually, on the 27th to the 29th of March. We've got a three-day event where we teach these people this system during the 3 days, and they actually change their lives in that moment, and then they use the system for the rest of their life. In other words, it's not, they don't just have an event high, because we do put our hands on people's heads, by the way. We do change the way the brain functions. There is a lot of healing that happens. But on a really practical level, people come away with tools that they can use forever. We've got people who've done this event 3 and 4 years ago, and they're still emailing us saying, wow, I just love being a platinum being. Wow, this changed my relationship with my mother. It changed my relationship with my daughter. You know, Daniel, you wanted to say...
3-day immersion in the platinum life system. I can't recommend it highly enough. We have people who have done it more than once.
Yes, and people come in, I mean, this is a, you know, pretty scary, but they've come in almost suicidal, which we didn't know, and they've gone out with laughter and joy in their lives. That's the intense shift that happened. We've also got a 5-day free global challenge coming up on January 20th. So this is going to be a brilliant way to start 2020, like really kick 2020 off, because 2020 is the year of clear vision. So I would say to everyone on the show, and Emily will get you the link to it so you can share it with everybody, but to join a free challenge, and it's about abundance, like living an abundant life. You know, that's the mantra is more love, more joy, more friends, more family, more money, more of every good thing. And people who have already done this once, we've experimented with it, really created huge shifts and massive changes, isn't they? I mean, people's relationships changed to money, but also money was coming to them from everywhere, and then they were saving money. So that's a lot of fun to start the year off with a free challenge. And then have a think about, and Emily, what we wouldn't give to have you come to Activate Enlightenment, our 3-day weekend in March. I think it would be something that's going to add to your medicine bag and add to your beingness, and you would get to meet some pretty incredible people who are really part of your soul family.
I will certainly email you after the show. I know I'm going to New York the beginning of March, and then the rest of March is open, so I'm hoping that works out, because that would be amazing. You guys are really, I can feel you and tuning into you. You're really pure, and it's beautiful, because a lot of times, this is where I personally have been getting stuck, is that I see a lot of people in the spirit industry that are such hacks, that they work so hard to just make money off of it, that when I watch them and I know who they are and I know their real story, and then they go out and they teach these things that are completely opposite of the work they've personally done, that it puts me off so hard that I just stay back and go, you know what, I don't want people, that's me. But you're exactly right, in line and pure and doing what's real, and it's refreshing. And I'm not just saying this because you're on the show. I can feel it, and I'm so grateful for it, because it gives me hope to go, you know what, maybe you do need to get out there a little bit more. Maybe not look at those people, but look at people like Sandra and Daniel Bizkind, because they've got it. I want to say thank you so much for being on the show. You were spectacular, and I hope you come back. You guys, Emily's Energy Corner is coming up next. Don't go away.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing, and we've had a change of plans. So we're not going to do Emily's Energy Corner, which is all good, because we have a guest caller, and I would never, ever lose my chance to have a live call-in for the show. So we have a caller. Her name is Bethany, and she has a question for Sandra and Daniel, and I want to give you that opportunity to be able to ask them anything you want to know. So, Bethany, you are on.
Okay. Hi.
Nice and loud, and I'll repeat.
Okay. I need some help. I'm having a hard time making a decision around my living situation. So I have two choices to make of either buying a house by myself or moving in with my current partner. and I feel myself getting very stressed.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat her question just because she's really soft. So Sandra and Daniel, she's having a difficult time making a decision with her living situation, and she has two choices. She can buy a house by herself, or she can move with her partner, which seems to be causing her a lot of stress. So what kind? I feel in my body something already just by the way you asked the question, Bethany, so I'm curious, Sandra and Daniel, what you'll say.
Well, I'd actually love to hear what you've got to say because we applaud your intuition and what's going on. So why don't you answer it first?
I feel like you would prefer to buy the house alone, but that doesn't mean your partner can't come. But the stress that you're feeling sort of under somebody else, when you, who actually has the ability to do that, which is one of the things you said, I could buy a house by myself. So you have that ability. So taking that away where you get to have your own ownership and use your strengths, I think could open up a great avenue for you. And it doesn't mean that your partner isn't welcome to come too, but it just seems to me that buying with someone feels very stressful to you. But go ahead, Sandra, I want to feel you.
I got, when in doubt, stay out. So I just confirm what Emily got.
Yeah. So actually, Bethany, one of the things that I would ask you is because this decision has got to come from your true self. You've got to be able to lock in and really lock into your own guidance and go, okay, what is it that I really want? And then what is it that is stopping me from doing either? So I'm already picking up that in a relationship, it's not so much that you're not trusting of who he is and that there could be things that he is doing or not doing that you don't like. The fact is that I'm picking up in the unconscious mind that I don't love myself enough, I don't trust myself enough to have a loving relationship, so therefore having the house is safer. That's the safer choice. So what we've got to do is let's just go into your system and completely neutralize and believe out of your system the beliefs, programs, and ideas and the stories that are in your system that say, I'm not enough, he's not enough, no one will ever be enough, love is not safe, love is dangerous, I'm better off to have a home and be alone than I am to be with anybody because that way I won't get hurt. Let's give you 100% infinite potential to be corrected, to be strong, to know the truth, that you as a perfect divine being deserve love, have always deserved love and support, that love is safe for you. I can trust that it is safe for me to love and to be loved and supported. So from that place, let's neutralize and let the karma between you and anyone who's ever hurt you and triggered off those programs, and you and anyone that you may have triggered off, let's go into the neuronal pathways and completely neutralize and delete the programs in the neuronal pathways that have been hooked in as a habit field, and let's bring in a brand new divine soul download agreement. And that is, from this moment forward, I trust it's safe for me to love. I am always loved and supported. So, Bethany, how's that feeling about being with your man? And that's not taking the choice away. It's actually clearing out what would stop you from having the loving relationship.
Bethany, do you feel better and more clear?
Yeah, that good. So much better. I mean, when you
I'm so glad.
And I
now
just
we do
immediately started crying.
We have another caller, and I want to make sure that they get their time in too. But you do feel good and clear?
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bethany, for calling in. And I'm going to have to switch to the next caller. I hope that's okay.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Hi. Welcome.
Hi, Sandra. This is Christine McGinnis from New York. I was calling in today to ask you about the most practical way to start getting out there, aligning our frequencies, and really having the impact that we want to have in the world.
Beautiful question. Sandra, did you hear her?
If you could repeat that
okay.
would be great.
She would like to know. She's from New York, and it seems like Christine, is that your name?
Yes.
Christine from New York, she would like to know what is some practical ways to put yourself out there and make the impact that you know that you're meant to make in the world?
Oh, that's easy. So, Christine, thanks for bringing that up. So the most practical way is for you to show up as the best version of you in the highest frequency that you can be in. In other words, always, always taking your frequency back to the love that you are. And the minute you slip out of that love, the minute you go into fear, the minute you go into judgment about anything, if you get on stage and you're in fear or you're anxious, it's like really getting yourself back. The way you show up and the frequency you're on actually determines if people are magnetized to you or not. And when you walk into a room and you're on that frequency with that mindset, with your body fully aligned with that mindset, people want to know, what is it? What have they got? We walk into a room or we're sitting in a room and people come up to us and say, what is it? What am I feeling? Like energetically, they're picking up where we're at energetically. And so to have the greatest impact in the world is to show up as the very best version of you, oscillating at a frequency that gives other people permission to go, hang on a minute, I want that. What is that? What is Christine doing? You know, and they want to know. They'll ask you, Christine, what are you doing? Are you meditating? Are you training your mind? You know, what is this joy, this glow, this light, this love that you have? And then you'll be able to say, okay, I'm a platinum being. So they're the practical ways are do the meditation, you know, keep using the system, bring yourself back into peace, you know, release the fear, do what it takes. It's a job and we have to be diligent doing it.
Use the mantras.
Exactly.
So what, this is Emily coming in, what do you say to yourself right before you step out on stage?
Me?
Yes, you. Yes.
Oh, I actually don't say anything because I'm just so grateful to have the opportunity to speak to the people in front of me, because for me, I'm living in unity. There is no other. It's only me. So I walk out on stage and I look at the audience and I almost start crying because I'm looking at more of me. And all, there I am. You know, I'm sitting there as an old man or a young child, and there I am. So I'm so excited to talk to more of me. So there's this excitement. But that's taken years to build up. One of the things I would say is preparation, and that's how it started for me. I always went on stage fully prepared for anything.
Wow. Okay, so I am so grateful that you callers called in, and I hope that both Bethany and Christine feel so much better. And this concludes our show, All About Healing. I want to thank Sandra and Daniel Bizkind and our guest callers and all of you who are listening. Please, it's up to you to make it a great week.